Hello, everyone. Welcome to day number 4. It's Saturday and you are with us. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the wonderful participation in the groups. Thank you for your comments in Facebook and also on YouTube. Many of you are just sharing. Please keep it up. It's great to learn from you.
Mm-hmm. And it's never too late to join. So if you have some friends or family who are like interested or feeling like, oh, I still don't know what I'm going to do for Lent, get them to hop in. It's never too late. A couple of things. I just needed to double check when St. Alphonsus Liguori died. It looks like he died in 1787. Is that what we said? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think it was 1787. Which, I mean, that's like a little while ago. And I just feel like it was really interesting to see his connection that he made with eating and like disease and illness. This is kind of the common theme that we hear even today in modern culture, that like, we are what we eat. A lot of diseases, modern day diseases, are caused by what we eat, and it affects the way that we live. I like the analogy that he made with the boat that's overloaded. It doesn't move very quickly, and as soon as it hits one storm, it for it to survive that storm is very unlikely. And I feel like even for myself, if I have a big lack of discipline in terms of eating, how it affects the way that I manage our household, our children, my disposition towards them, it just does not breed virtue. I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed this reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What stands out to you is totally different than me.
I bet you all the Mary stuff stood out to you. Yeah. Which that did stand out to me too, and about how her whole life was a martyrdom.
Yeah. That's right.
So anyhow.
So this is the quote.
There can be no doubt that enlightened by the Holy Ghost in a far higher degree than all the prophets, she, far better than they, understood the predictions recorded by them in the sacred scriptures concerning the Messiah.
Now, isn't that an interesting thought? Before reading St. Alphonsus Liguori, never gave too much thought into what Mary knew and what she didn't know. Mm-hmm. But it's his opinion, because she was full of grace, full of the Holy Spirit, she had a greater degree of insight into the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah than the prophets themselves who wrote the predictions.
Hmm. Yeah, because that would make sense.
Because she's the one that's filled with the Holy Spirit, right, and it's the Holy Spirit who is inspiring the authors. And so she had a sense, according to St. Alphonsus, that the Messiah would suffer. He doesn't say that she knew she was going to be the mother of God. I think that was a surprise until the angel showed up. And then what happens? Her suffering increases because she knows the Messiah, her son, must now suffer.
Right. And with every passing day, it gets more and more, because she knows that his passion is drawing more closely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be so hard. Quoting our Holy Mother's words to St. Bridget, "Do not pity me only for the hour in which I beheld my dear Jesus expiring before my eyes, for the sword of sorrow predicted by Simeon pierced my soul during my whole life. I already foresaw the bitter death that awaited him. Consider then what long and bitter sorrows I must have endured."
Now, what I've learned from St. Alphonsus is that he loves to quote saints and blesseds and venerables when they speak about their mystical experiences, their private revelations. And I appreciate this, because I feel like in the modern day Catholicism, we just push to the side private revelation and almost consider it as useless, or that could never happen. Mm-hmm. But here we have a doctor of the church that continuously refers to private revelations of saints that have gone before him. And you can really see this in his book, The Glories of Mary. I would say every chapter, he has some sort of private revelation, and he quotes extensively St. Bridget of Sweden. Here's a perfect example. We've done a retreat called Our Lady of Sorrows online, and we're going to do it again. If you want those videos, I'll just link up there if you're watching this on YouTube. They're from the past. We are in a time of sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about this, but we're in COVID, it's locked down where we are. Can't have people over to our house. Public worship is limited to 30 people in our churches, no matter how big the worship space is. Yet Costco can have over 800 people in its stores. We are disconnected from families, friends. Think about how many families that we know, including our own, that haven't had a chance to spend time with grandma and grandpa. And it's been like this for a long time now. And there's sorrow in this. It's a sorrowful land. It really is. What can we do? We can entrust ourselves to Our Lady of Sorrows. We can sometimes place Mary in this position where she was immune to suffering. If you read St. Alphonsus, you realize that's not the case. She was a martyr her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's my encouragement. You're struggling? Entrust yourself to Our Lady of Sorrows.
Yeah, I used to think that she didn't understand my sorrow. like when I was going through childbirth, I was like, she doesn't know what this is like. That's what I would say. And I feel really sad that I didn't understand that about her. Like, she, out of anyone, knows suffering.
It's interesting that the church gives Mary different titles, like Our Lady of Peace, Our Lady of Victory, Our Lady of the Rosary. And she's also known as Our Lady of Sorrows. Mm-hmm. She is a mother acquainted with our suffering.
A martyrdom which lasted her whole life. Mm. Wow. That'd be hard.
Yeah. So friends, let's seek Our Lady's intercession today. The link is going to be right up there. If you've been blessed by this video, please share. Thanks for watching.